Ein ben Shilo Yerushalayim, el Shabashilo Ochim Kachim Kalim, my Sashena Bechol Haroe, Yerushalayim Lifni Min Hachoma. No difference between when the Mishkan was in Shilo and the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. In Shilo, you could eat Kachim Kalim and my Sashena, which had to be eaten in Machne Yisrael. Bechol Haroe, wherever you could see Shilo from. As a Machlokas Rishonim, does that mean wherever you were, if you stood in Shilo, you could see that place? Or if you stood in that place, you could see Shilo? There's a difference because if something's high or lower, whatever. There's also another Shilo, what it means, the city of Shilo, where Dafke had to be able to see the Mishkan in Shilo. And Yerushalayim, it had to be within the wall of the city. That was the end of Machne Yisrael. And in both places, Kodshi Kedoshim could only be eaten within the Kloyim. In Shiloh, it was there was curtains that formed the Azora. And in the Beis Hamikdash, there was the walls of the Azora. Shiloh yesh acharei heter, uKedushas Yerushalayim ein acharei heter. After Shilo was destroyed, there was a heter again to be makriv the bamos. As long as Shilo was there, you weren't allowed to be makriv in a bama. And once Shilo was destroyed, you could go, we went back to be makriv the bamos. And after Kedushas Yerushalayim, there's no heter. Even after Churban Beis Hamikdash, you couldn't be makriv in a bama anymore. Rashi b'chol haroeh, b'chol mokom sheyuchal liros mishon leShilo. So Rashi learns that wherever you're standing, you could see Shilo. It was from wherever you were, you could see Shilo, that place you could eat Kachim Kalim. And the Rabbeinu Hananel says just the opposite. Wherever you could stand in Shilo and see that place, then that place you could eat Kachim Kalim. Well, Perek Basra, the Zvachim, Yolef Taim. Okay, the Gemara learns out the reason in Zvachim, why. Yeshach Re'el Heter, Kishachorva Shilo, Hutru Abamos. When Shilo was destroyed, you were allowed to be makriv again in Bamos. Personal private bumbles. Can I read Masechet Zvachim? Ki lo bosa marata el ha-menucha ze Shilo, shenoku milichbosh. The menucha was Shilo, where the Mishkan was in Shilo, where they already finished conquering Eretz Yisrael. The al-ha-nachla is Yerushalayim. And the nachla is when they finally came and transferred the mikdash to Yerushalayim. Lo mechilken ha-kosu. Why did they make two different things? Menucha and nachla. From the time that the Menucha was Nechrav, the Shilo was Nechrav, till you came to the Nachla, you were allowed to be Makriv B'Bamos. Okay, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemati Shemakriv B'Beis Chonyo B'Zman Hazeh. Rashi B'Beis Chonyo, Mizbeach Chonyo B'No Shoshim Ben Atzadik, Bona Bomba B'Mitzrayim L'Shem Shemayim. Chonyo was the son of Shem Ben Atzadik, and it was a machlokas between him and his brother who became Kohen Gadol. And Chonyo had to run away to Mitzrayim, and they wanted to kill him. And he built a public bama in Mitzrayim. So we see from here, also, first of all, whenever bamos are mutter, it's mutter even in Chutz Laretz. And aside from that, there was a machlokus whether Beis Chonyo was a Beis Avodah Zarah, or he did it L'Shem Shemayim. And this man, the Omer, holds that he built it L'Shem Shemayim, Kedam Rinim Seches Menachos. So first of all, Bizman Hazeh, she was allowed to be makriv in Beis Chonyo Bizman Hazeh. That was after Churban Beis Hamikdash. Kesover Beis Chonyo la Beis Avodah Zarah. He, the first thing he holds is that Beis Chonyo was not built for Avodah Zarah, otherwise you surely couldn't be makriv there. It was built for Shem Shemayim. The Kesover Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asid Lavo. He also holds that the original Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash was Mekudesh only when it was there, and when it was destroyed, the Kedusha went away. And if the Kedusha went away, then you were allowed to be Makriv B'Bamos. If the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash remains, so then the Isser B'Bamos remains too. As long as there was a Beis HaMikdash, for sure you weren't allowed to be Makriv anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash. But if after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha went away, then that Isser didn't apply anymore. Dichsiv, how does he know that Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, was bottled after the Churban, and just like the first Kedusha was bottled, the second Kedusha was also bottled, because here it's talking about after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. But same thing. If the Kedusha of the first one's bottled, the Kedusha of the second one's also bottled. Because it says, Kilo Bosim Ra'ata El HaMenucha Vel HaNachla. Menucha Zu Shilo, Nachla Zu Yerushalayim. Makish Nachla La Menucha. He learns, not like we said in the Mishnah, that Menucha, after Menucha, there was a Heter, but after Nachla Nah, he learns the opposite. We're Makish one to the other. Right? Makish Nachla La Menucha. Na Menucha Yesh Acharei Heter, just like after Shilo was destroyed. Everybody holds, we're allowed to bring in Bamos. Af Nachla Yesh Acharei Heter. So too, after the Nachla was destroyed, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, you could once again be Makriv anywhere. Omrulei Amras, right? Did he really say that? That you're allowed to be Makriv is Manazen, the Kedusha is bottled? Omr Lahulo. They said, no, he never said it. Omar Rava Elokim Omra, right? Rava said he for sure said it. Rabbi Yitzchok said it. The Garmin Alamino, I learned it from him. Umay Tamek Ohadarbei. Lamaisahi, what's it called? He was mischaret. Not that he didn't say it ever. He said it, but he retracted it. Okay, we'll see 1 second why. Let's see Rashi. Kesavar, Geikulaman, the Omer Hossam, Shibbano, Lashem Avodazor. It's machlokas whether Beis Chonya was built with Avodazora or Lashem Shemayim. Kesavar Kedusha, Shiniskadshi, Yerushalayim, Eina Kedusha Laolam. The Kedusha that they're Makadish, Yerushalayim, Legabe Korbanos, that they Samikdash, was not forever. Mishachar v'hutru abamos. Once it was destroyed, the Kedusha went away, and the Mele were allowed to bring Karbanos in the Bamos. Lashid lava klom of Mishachar. After the destruction, it still was Kodesh. The hi haisa, we didn't get it yet, okay. First of all, before we go on, this Shaila, there's few sugyas in Shas about Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchel Lashaita, the Kitchel Lashid lava. This sugya has to do with the Beis Hamikdash. There are sugyas that have to do with Kedusha, Seretz Yisrael, Agabe, Trumas, and Maisris, and Shvius. They're not necessarily dependent one on the other. The Rambam learns that even if you hold that Kedusha, Seretz Yisrael was bottled, okay, Agabe, Trumas, and Maisris, or whatever, but the Kedusha Hamikdash is never bottled. And we pass like the Mandi Omer through this sugya, that Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchel, the Shaita, the Kitchel, Lossid Lava, the Gabi, the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says the reason is because Kedusha, Seretz Israel, depended either on Kibush or Chazaka, so if those things were bottled, the Kedusha was bottled. But Kedusha, HaMikdash is dependent on the Shechina, and the Shechina never left the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it says in the second Beis HaMikdash there wasn't Shechina, it means it wasn't the same degree of Shechina as in the first Beis HaMikdash. But there was still Shechina. There's even Shechina there. It says the Shechina never went away from the coastal Maravi. So since the Mikdash, the Kedusha, is because of the Shechina, so therefore that for sure was never bottled. Even if you hold that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was bottled. The Ravid holds just the opposite. Even if you hold that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael wasn't bottled, the Kedusha of the Mikdash was bottled. That Kedusha, here by the Mikdash, we paskin the Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Lossid Lava. That it was, the Kedusha was bottled, especially in the second Beis HaMikdash, that it was either he holds that the Kedusha is not because of the Shechina, or he holds that the Shechina left, one of the two. And he holds that they were only Makadish, they knew the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. They had a Mesorah. So they only Makadish it temporarily. That's the Ravid Shita. According to the Ravid, if you go up to Harabayis, Bezman Azeh, you're not Chayiv Koreis. Because basically the Kedusha was bottled. According to the Rambam, if you go up to Har HaBayis today, the Kedusha is still there, you chayv koreis. That's basically how we hold. another shayla. Not in this sugya necessarily, but even if you hold that Kedusha Rishona, lo kitchel lasid lava, legabe Eretz Yisrael, legabe trumas maisris, the Rambam holds that was only the first Kedusha, Kedushas Yoshua. But Kedushas Ezra was, everybody holds, remained. It's only Kedusha Rishona that there was a Shaila, Legabi Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. But Kedusha Shnia remained. And the Rambam explains the reason is, Kedusha Rishona came in when they were Kodesh, the Kibush, the conquering of Eretz Yisrael made it Kodesh. So once we were sent into Golis, we weren't conquerors anymore. So the Kedusha went away. The second Kedusha was because of Chazaka, right? Because we made a Chazaka in Eretz Yisrael, Kenyan. Even though we were thrown out, karka ain't an exelus. You can't steal karka, and therefore the kinyan remained, still ours, and therefore the kedusha remains. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Vigabi Trumas Maestras or whatever is because it belongs to Klal Yisrael. So after the first Korban, it didn't belong to us anymore. We were thrown out of the land. We had conquered it. Now somebody else conquered us. And the Tosfos Yontif adds, and the Rabban Shem gave permission to Nebuchadnezzar. The Nevi'im told him to conquer it. So it was he had permission to take it away from us. But when we came back in the time of Ezra, no one had permission from the Nevi'im to take it away from us. Titus didn't have permission to take it away. Zaganev. And Karka in Nixelis. Therefore, she made a Kenyan, the Kenyan remained. Shaila's only, why didn't they make a Kenyan also the first time? It's a separate Shaila. But in any case, that's what the Rambam says. That the Gavi Trumas and Maestras, Kedushas, Eretz Yisrael, is intact today, Minat Torah. There are other reasons why Trumas and Maestras is only the Rabbana. But because of Kedushas Haaretz, if it wouldn't be for other conditions, it would be Minat Torah. Others say that there's no difference between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia, that if the first Kedusha was bottled, the second was bottled too, and today it's only the Rabbana, and the Kedusha is only the Rabbana, the Gavi Trumas and Maestras, Nogea to Shemitah. It's the Raisa or the Rabbanan if there's still Kedusha. There's a Shita also in Tosfos, at least one Shita in Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that even if you hold that Kedusha Shnia wasn't bottled, now there's this Eretz Yisrael still called, it's only Gabi Truma. But the Gabi other mitzvahs, like Shemitah or whatever, it's only the Rabbanan. Special deal in Truma, the Kedusha for Truma remained. The Kedusha for other mitzvahs didn't remain. So it's not a monolithic thing whether the Kedusha stayed or not. You can see it's Machlokas, whether it applies only to the Kedusha remain for Beis HaMikdash or not, the Kedusha remain for all mitzvahs HaKluyos Ba'aretz or not, and even there's a shita that holds there's a difference between different mitzvahs HaKluyos Ba'aretz. For certain things the Kedusha remain, certain not. Okay. So this sugya is talking about the Beis HaMikdash specifically. So Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak originally said you could be makriv korbanos bizman hazeh, even in Beis Chonyo, because he held Beis Chonyo was l'shem shamayim, and if kedusha was bottled, then you could make you could make korbanos even in a bama. Okay. My time a kohadar beit. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak have charata from that? Mishum kasha the Rav Mori, the most because of Rav Mori's kasha, the most of Rav Mori, kedusha shilo yesh achara heter, kedusha Yerushalayim ain't achara heter. Only kedusha shilo when shilo was bought was nechrav, then there was a heter to bring korbanos in a bama. But after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the kedusha remained, and therefore the isser of bringing korbanos anywhere but in that place was still intact. Once they came to Yerushalayim, you weren't allowed to bring korbanos anywhere but in the Beis Hamikdash. There was never a heter again after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And that's Yerushalayim was called Nachla, and even after it was destroyed, it remained the Nachla, and the Kedusha remained, and therefore you couldn't bring korbanos anywhere else. So where it says Tanoihi. Right, that in itself is machlokas tanoi. The Tanya, Amrav Elezer, Shomati kshayu bonim behechol, osin kloyim lehechol ukloyim laazora. Right, when they were building the second Beis Hamikdash, and they were building the hechol, so they made kloyim, they made curtains around the hechol, and kloyim for the azora. They made put up curtains. Ve'elosh behechol bonim ibachutz, and in the hechol they built from the outside. Uba'azora bonavithnin. And in the Azora they built from the inside. Ba'om Rabbi Yeshua, and what's it called? And therefore, the Gemara thinks now, the reason they made these curtains was, since they didn't build the walls of the Beis HaMikdash yet, they were in the middle of building it, so until they built it, they wanted to bring korbanos. So they had to put up temporary walls, makeshift walls, and be makadosh it. They had to make a kiddush, kedusha, right, by putting up the walls and bringing a special korbanos, that's how they're makadosh the second Beis HaMikdash. So you see, it needed a kiddush. Means that the original kiddusha was bottled. And the Vomer of Yeshua, Shomati Shemakriv and Mafal Pishayin Bayis, Ochlin Kotchi Kadosh and Mafal Pishayin Kloyim. Kotchim Kalim Maisha Shani, Afal Pishayin Choma. Mikneisha Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchel of Shaita, the Kitchel of Lava. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. They didn't have to put up curtains and be makadish the area in order to bring korbanos. Even when there's no Beis Hamikdash at all, you can bring Korbanos, because the original Kedusha remained. So it comes out as machlokas between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Lezer says they had to put up curtains and be Mekadish the second Beis Hamikdash in order to bring Korbanos. Mashma, the first Kedusha was bottle. And the Rebbe Yeshua holds no. You can bring Korbanos even though there's no Beis Hamikdash at all, no walls, no nothing, because the original Kedusha remained. Michlal, the Rebbe Lezer Sover, lo kitchalosik level. It seems to imply that that's the machlokas. Rebbe Lezer holds that it wasn't Kodesh after Churban Beis Hamikdash, and in order to be Mekadesh the second Beis Hamikdash, they had to put up makeshift walls and be Mekadesh. And Rebbe Yeshua says they didn't need makeshift walls. They could make Korbanos even though there was no walls, because the original Kedusha of the first Beis Hamikdash remained even though it was destroyed. Omer le Ravino Ravashi Mimai, who said, Dilma the Kuli Alma Kedusha Rishona Kitchula Shaita Lekitchula Sidlava. Maybe everybody holds that the original Kedusha of the first Beis Hamikdash remained even after the Churban. Umar Maidashmi Aleka Omer, Maidashmi Aleka. Each one reported what they heard. But not that Rabbi Yoshua is arguing on Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer holds that you can't be Makriv Korbanos Rishmanazah. He didn't hear that Mesorah. So he didn't say it. Rabbi Yeshua said it. But he also holds of it, Rabbi Lezer. The Chitema Kloyim Rabbi Lezer. So why do they have to put up curtains? Makeshift walls? Not because they needed to be Makadish it. Litznius of the Alma. Because the Kohanim wanted to be Oved without everybody looking at them. Shouldn't be on display. So they put up curtains. Not because they needed the curtains to be Makadish the area. Rashi. La'asid Lavo. Ukisavar Kedusha Shinskachu Shalayim Eina Kedosha La'olam. Ubishmishichar Vahutru Habamos. Right? Rabbi Yitzchak originally held that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was also bottle after the Churban, and once it was Nechrav, the Heter to bring in Bamos came back. Lashid Lavaklam Mishich Techrav. Lashid Laval means that it's Kadosh even after the Churban. The Hihoi Sanachla, Ha'omra Bapasuk, Ela Menucha, Ela Nachla, Nachla refers to Yerushalayim. Kloyim Lahechel, Kosoka Daitech, now we think the reason they had to put up curtains, the Mokum Chomos Hechel, they put it up as makeshift walls. That the Mizbeach that they would build in the Azara would be called Pesach Ol Moed, because if there wasn't any walls, there couldn't be a Pesach. So, and they couldn't make Karbonis unless you brought them Pesach Ol Moed. Otherwise, they couldn't have made Karbonos till they finished building the building. They started making Karbonis even before they put up the building, in the time of Koresh, Kamosha Kosum Sefer Ezra. The Ad Esim Mushnaim Shona Achre Kein Lo Nigmar Habayis Bishna Sholosh Adar Yovish Achram. Took 22 years to finish building the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. For 22 years they would bring Karbonos, even though there was no binyan. So now we think, but they had to put up a makeshift binyan in order to be Makadishit to bring Karbonos like that. So Rebbe Lezer holds that you had to put up curtains in order to make Kaddisha, that means the original Kedusha was bottled. Boni mibachut, shayu akloim prusim, lifdi be'ovi achoba, shayu konsu aboni mutocha hecha. Right? When they built the hecha, they built from the outside, that the people who were building it should build it from the outside facade, not from the inside. Malav mechlad Rebbe Lezer, the boy kloim, sover lo kitchelach urban. Rebbe Lezer holds you had to put up makeshift walls, held that there was no Kedusha after the Churban. Lefichach pirsu kloyim, that's why they had to put up these curtains. The Mokum Binyan, as in place of a wall, like it was a makeshift wall. The Chazru, the Kidju, and then they were Mekadosh. Once they had the wall, they could make the Kedusha, the Todos, the Bashir, Kedomra Sereshvuas. How you make Mekadosh the Azara, the original time? You have to bring a carbon toda and special shear, and you have to walk around, and that's Mekadosh the place. In the first Beis HaMikdash, that's what they did. The shaila is if they had to do it again in the second Beis HaMikdash or not. Umar Madishmi Alekomer, and one says, no, maybe they don't argue. Each one is just reporting what they heard, but they both agree. Velo Mishum Tzora Kedusha, and not because they had to put up the walls in order to Mekadosh it. Right? Why did they put it up? For Tznius, that the Kohanim didn't want to be on display. Ela kihani tanoi, right? It's like these tanoi. The Tanya, Omra b'Shmuel b'Rabbiosi, Loma monu chachom miselu, Sha'olu b'nei hagola. Why did the chachomim mention in the Mishnah the names of cities that had a wall, walled cities in Eretz Israel. There are plenty of other ones. Why mention these? Because when they came back from Bavel, they found these cities with walls, and they were Mekadosh, that Mashma, they had to make Kiddusha again. The walled cities lost their Kiddusha. And just like the walled cities lost their Kiddusha, Yerushalayim lost its Kiddusha too. Aval harishonos batlo mishabat laharetz. Once the Churban was, the walled cities also lost their Kiddusha. Meaning there was three machanos. There's Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, that was the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, and the Harabayas, and then there's Machne Yisrael, which is walled cities. Mashram over here, that just like the walled cities lost their Kedusha, the other two Machnas also lost their Kedusha. So the Beis HaMikdash, once it was destroyed, lost its Kedusha. Alma Kesavra, Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchel Lashaita, the low Kitchel lost in level. The Raminu, bring a contradiction to that. Om Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, right? Same Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, the Chiyelu Bilvad are you? Right? This Brisa says that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi asked the same question. There are many cities with walls. Why mention only these? Sixty cities just in Chevel Argov had walls around them. Why did the Chacham mention these specific cities that were walled cities? Why? Right? The Brisa says, same thing. When they came back from Bavel, they were Mekadosh, these cities. The verse says, the Kitchu, the Brisa itself asks, they Mekadosh it, right? Hashta, ha amri, lo tzricha le kedusha. Right, they don't have to make any new kedusha. The kedusha remained. Ela matzu es elu manom. They found these cities, they were able to identify where these cities were, and they counted them. Velo elu bilvad. Ela kol shetala lecha mesores biyotcha miavosecha, shemukefes choma miyoshishua benun, kol ha-mitzus halolu nogim ba. It's not only these cities, but any city where you could find a Masorah, that this was a walled city, also remains Kodesh. So they didn't have to Mekadosh it. So according to this Brisa, they weren't Mekadosh, the walled cities, because they didn't need Kedusha. The Kedusha remained. So too the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash remained. Why? The Nation Kedusha is shown the Kitchel of Shait to the Kitchel of level. Kashid Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel, here Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elsi said they had to Mekadosh it because the Kedusha was bottled. And here the Brisa says that they weren't Mekadosh it because the Kedusha wasn't bottled. And they both are in the name of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. Where it says, Trei Tanoi Aliva de Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. It's two different Tanoim reporting what they heard Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi said. One said he heard this way, one said he heard this way. The boy Yisema heard Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi Omer. It's not Rabbi Shmuel. One of them you should change to Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, because we have another Brisa that says what Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asher Lo Choma. Even if it doesn't have a wall now, but it originally had a wall in the time of Yeshua, it has a din of a walled city. And from the fact that he says Achshav is Mashma Mamish today. Even if it's an unwalled city today, it still has Kedusha to Orechoma. Mashma that the Kedusha wasn't bought from, even though the second day Sanikdash was bought from. Rashi. The Lama Mon... In Arachin, the last parak, the Mishnah lists what cities were walled cities. Linyan Bote Orichoma. For all the halachas of what's an ogeya to a walled city. Lomar, Shehoyu Mukopas Chomas, Yeshua Benun. These cities we know had a wall around them from the time of Yeshua Benun. The Einsham Yosem Mitishas, only nine cities. The Loma Menom, why did I have to mention these? There were many more than nine cities that were walled cities in the time of Yeshua. And it says over there, and anyone like them. So if it's already any like them, why mention these? V'raminu, Zimar says, that because these are the ones they were Mekadosh. V'raminu, Maskona de Milsehu, de Omer Le'el, Hani Tanoi, Bligeh Bekitchev Lo Kitchev. This is the Machlokas Tanoim, whether Yerushalayim, the original Kedusha, remained or not, is this Machlokas between these two Brises. The In the second brisa, it says you don't have to mekadosh them. The kedusha remains. All the mitzvahs that apply to Arichoma apply to all these cities. Shiluch Mitzora. Mitzora can't remain in a, what's it called, a walled city. Kriyas Megillah b'chamishasar. B'habayis cholit b'lislof shana. If you sell a house in what's it called, in Bate Arichoma, and the person doesn't redeem it, the person who sold it doesn't redeem it the first year, then it doesn't go back in Yovel. Afalpi. She'ein alma svira lekedusha kamaisa lo batla machmas churban behind utanai. Lamaisa, the Rambam paskins, and that's how we paskin, that kedusha of Yerushalayim wasn't batla, and even today the kedusha still remains. So it should be, the halacha should be that you can make korbanos today. And taka, there was a whole movement in the time of Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Chasam Sofer, to bring korbanos. The problem was, the Chasam Sofer said he heard that there's Arabs on the mountain and they don't allow us to even come up there, let alone to make korbanos, so it's a little bit of a problem. But the Chasam Sofer held that in the Ikar Adin, you can be makriv korbanos. What are the problems? Tumah. We're all tamei, there's no paraduma. But tumah hutra b'tzibur. Korbanos tzibur you could bring. So we're not talking about individual korbanos, we're talking about public korbanos. There's only another problem, that in order to bring a korban, bichlala korban, so you need what's it called, shkolin, right? You have to collect shkolin from all of Klal Yisrael. We don't have a shkolin today. So you can't bring a korban atomid. Elamai, korban that they wanted to bring was korban pesach. Korban pesach is an individual korban, it's called a korban tzibur. It has a set time, so tumah hutra b'tzibur. No problem of tumah. But there are other problems. First of all, we don't know where the Mizbeach was. It has to be in the exact same place. And you need a Nevi'im to tell you in the first base of Mikdash, well, when the second base of Mikdash, where the Mizbeach was. So some hold, since we don't know where the Mizbeach is, and you need a Navi to tell you where it is, we don't have any Nevuah today, so it's impossible to bring Korbanos. Because you have to know at least the place of the Mizbeach. Others argue and say, no, you don't know. When you can figure it out, you don't need a Navi. You figure it out. Another problem is we need Kohanim. We have no Kohanim today that have a more than a chazaka, right? We don't have Kohanim that are miuchasim. So I'm so afraid that's not a problem. The chazaka is good enough. Then you need Big Day Kohuna. And the belt of a Kohen Hedyet is Kilayim, and it needs Tcheles. We don't have Tcheles today. And even those who say that it's a Tcheles, we know for sure that's Tcheles. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. There's those that say you don't need Tcheles from a chilazon. Any color of trellis is good enough for Big Day Kahuna, unlike tzitzis. It's another shaila. Another shaila is, those are pretty much the problems that could be, and therefore, for all practical purposes, there's no way of bringing korbanos today, even though there are shitas at hold that theoretically, if we could get up to Har HaBayis, you could bring korban pesach today. But there are many shitas at hold that there's too many problems that can't be solved, and the mele, it's a moot question.